problem at all.
Okay. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. Today on the line with me, I have Todd Meisch, the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today, Todd?
We're doing good. It's a good day in Illinois.
Oh, that is awesome. So I really want to just get right down to it. So I have been told the state of Illinois is putting out a bid to bring 50,000 new jobs to the state with Amazon. How well will the additional jobs affect the state in the long run?
Well, the potential is gigantic. Now, I think it's important to note that it's not going to be 50,000 jobs overnight. Mm-hmm. They're going to build to that. But really, you've got twofold. There's going to be the impact of those initial jobs and what that means to the economy and growth to the region that is going to go ahead and land that position. It's also important to know that there are a lot of individual sites in Illinois that are under consideration. There are a lot of states where it's just one location they're pitching. In Illinois, we're pitching several, and that speaks to our competitiveness. But the other thing is that even if you're in a community that doesn't get an Amazon headquarters, the state is going to benefit across the board because of that increased economic activity. So it's going to mean more tax revenue. It's going to be a healthier economy that other businesses are going to benefit from. So really it would be a statewide win, and I would say even a regional Midwestern win if Illinois can land that headquarters.
Very interesting. You say that there are multiple locations that are being bid with the state of Illinois. What are some other attractive qualities that would convince Amazon to bring their operations to the state?
I think that the qualified workforce is a huge advantage. We heard that even in an effort where we came up a little short in attracting a new Toyota manufacturing plant in Illinois, workforce is really at the top of the list there. Geography is outstanding as well, being right in the center of the nation. Transportation infrastructure is huge as well. You can get from Illinois to anywhere else in the nation very, very quickly and through a lot of different channels, whether it be air, whether it be rail or roads. So all of those things make Illinois, I believe, certainly a finalist for the headquarters.
Okay, so if this is a possibility, would you be able to possibly share some information that's included in the bid for Amazon?
I have not seen the bid that is closed, and only probably a dozen, maybe two dozen people have seen it. So I am not one of them. So unfortunately,
well,
I cannot go ahead and speak to it.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. But I would love to move on to tax reform. What are some changes that are being suggested as a part of a tax reform package for the state, and how long will they affect the state's overall economic outlook for the next several years?
Yeah, we certainly have a state tax reform agenda, which would be related to seeing if we can scale back rates a little bit to incent small businesses to invest in their business. Small businesses create the vast majority of new jobs in Illinois and the nation. But right now, we're very, very focused because the action is hot and heavy out in Washington on tax reform. So that's where we're putting most of our emphasis right now. Reducing rates for both corporations and for small and medium-sized businesses is at the top of the list. But also, there are certain tax treatments in the IRS code that are very beneficial to Illinois' economy, and we need to do our best to preserve those.
Okay, well, I do know that on the federal level, there are multiple suggestions when it comes to tax reform. What are some additional steps that the state is taking that go beyond that?
Well, right now, I'll be honest, we're still getting used to the notion that we had a big tax increase out of Springfield, and unfortunately, no real reforms to our economy. So I think that there are a lot of business people who would have said, hey, I can pay a little bit more in higher taxes, but I want to see workers' compensation reforms. I want to see special incentives for our smallest businesses to allow them to grow, or targeted incentives to growing industries. But none of that happened. So I'll be honest, we're going to be playing catch-up to a big tax increase for the next year, maybe longer, to try and mitigate the damage of a tax increase with no other reforms to the economy.
It's interesting that you say that you're playing catch up. Would you consider Illinois looking to become more of a leader in the national conversation of tax reform? Or do you think that you guys are going to be taking more of a backseat approach to see when the national conversation goes to determine any actions?
Well, at the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, we are very much trying to be leaders. We aren't in Washington every day, but I will tell you, just last month, members of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce met with Trump's senior tax reform advisor, Gary Cohn, at the White House and made a lot of the points that we're making here today. So we have literally been at the top echelons of the federal government making our case for priorities for Illinois that we think we've been heard. And hopefully that carries on through. So, yeah, in at least the Illinois Chamber, we want to be a national leader on this issue. Tax reform is going to be good for all of America, but we want it to be especially good for Illinois, and that's our goal.
Okay. Is there anything else you feel you want to add on the subject?
No, I just say that there are probably two or three of those tax treatments that are out there that are going to be important to your listeners, in particular in the agriculture industry. There is something called the Domestic Production Allowance Deduction, or it's called DPAD. Definitely a tax acronym. But it's very, very important not to just manufacturing, which is originally geared towards, but it's very important to the agriculture community as well. So it allows an important deduction for greater production of agricultural products, manufacturing, also software production. So DPAD is something that is a lot of people think is one of the things that's going to get cut, but for the state of Illinois, we would really benefit if that is preserved. So if you're in the agriculture community, if you're in manufacturing, speaking up on behalf of the domestic production deduction, that would be really, really important.
Okay, so for citizens who are concerned, what can they do to stop that from happening?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do would be to go ahead and call the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. We can get them up to speed. I'll give you our number, which is 217-522-5512 here in Springfield, and we will get you some background information, but also get you connected to our congressional delegation and our senators to say this is a big priority for Illinois. We need to preserve that tax credit.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Todd, for taking the time to talk to me today. I really do appreciate it.
Always enjoy it. Great to talk to you.
Oh, for sure. I'm looking forward to hopefully our next conversation in the future.
Thank you.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.